Item 12, motions. We have received notice of three motions which are shown at agenda 12, item 12 of the council agenda. May I remind councillors who may wish to speak during any debate on these motions, the limit is 5 minutes each. The first motion is regarding traveller encampments, and I call on Councillor Sider to propose the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The motion I'm proposing that officers investigate whether it is feasible to enter into a reciprocal agreement with Surrey County Council for Spelthorne Borough Council to act on their behalf to remove traveller encampments when on the highway and append such charges to Surrey. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Sider. Is the motion seconded?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to second that motion.
Councillor Barnard, do you wish to reserve your right to speak?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I call on Councillor Sider to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, some weeks ago, a traveller encampment came into Old Charlton Road in Shepparton, about 3 or 4 caravans. The road itself is a dead end, and there's a turning circle at the end, and it leads into the Ash Link Nature Reserve. Our head of neighbourhood service was immediately on the case when we notified her of this, and then I was informed that in order to remove this encampment, our council had to get in touch with the legal department of Surrey County Council, who then had to raise the necessary documentation and then have it served on the travellers. I thought this was quite ridiculous, as we are in partnership with Surrey. I therefore commend this motion to the council and would repeat that I'm asking officers to investigate whether it is feasible to enter into a reciprocal agreement with Surrey so that our council can act on their behalf to remove traveller encampments and append such charges to Surrey. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Sider. Do any councillors wish to speak about the motion? Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Sider. I can assure all councillors that officers will always look to assist the County Council wherever possible to ensure any unlawful encampments are dealt with quickly and efficiently. It seems like a very attractive proposition for us to take more control to respond to the travellers on the highway. I suspect it is not a straightforward matter, and after initial discussions with officers, we think it may not prove to be viable in the long term. The reason the borough is able to deal with travellers so swiftly is because of the processes and joint working between the JET team and our legal department. We doubt we can replicate this with the County Council staff, on whom we would still have to rely on a case-by-case basis. The alternative would be for us to take on an agency agreement from the County Council to deal with part of their functions for them. That may not be something that we should consider at this time. Nevertheless, it is something that I think we can ask officers to explore and then report back to the portfolio holder. On that basis, I will support your motion, Councillor Sider, and ask all members to do likewise. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey. Do any other members wish to speak on this? Councillor Sider, do you wish to sum up?
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sider. I'll now put this motion to the vote. Those in favour of the motion, please signify by a show of hands. Those against?
It's carried.
Two against.
Okay.
Thank you. The motion is carried. The second motion is regarding Heathrow Airport. I call on Councillor Nicholls to propose the motion.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The motion this evening is that henceforth the formal position of Spelthorne Borough Council will be to oppose any increase in air traffic movements at Heathrow Airport. The Council notes that this new position in principle is based on the impact on local residents and the environment from air traffic, and that Council now believes that an increase in capacity is unsustainable and damaging to the borough. The Council's response to the London Heathrow expansion consultation closing on the 13th of September 2019 will clearly indicate this change in policy and Spelthorne Borough Council's opposition to the proposals in principle.
Do we have somebody to second this motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I would like to second it.
Do you reserve the right to speak?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I do.
Thank you, Councillor Doran. Do you wish to speak, Councillor Nicholls?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Madam Mayor. The object of this motion is simple. It is to change the official Council policy of support for Heathrow expansion and to recognise the damage that the proposals from Heathrow Airport Holdings Limited will do to our environments and the residents of Spelthorne. There is a quote attributed to the great Liberal Lord Keynes that runs, "When the facts change, I change my mind." What do you do, sir? The situation we have now that the detailed proposals are available, is that the Council should change its previously stated position and no longer support a third runway. When the third runway decision was announced, the leader says, "We welcome the announcement and believe it offers a good outcome for residents." Now we know more about the environmental damage and the direct consequences for residents, the right thing to do is accept that the impact on Spelthorne will be significant and overwhelmingly negative. I do not propose to provide a stream of statistical evidence to demonstrate the damage that aviation does to the environment. I prefer to hope that there are no climate change deniers in this chamber who still need to be convinced that CO2 and other emissions from aircraft are doing unsustainable damage to our planet. The more aircraft that fly, the more damage that is done. The scale of this has been set out in stark terms by the IPCC in its recent reports. This alone should be enough to convince most rational people that the expansion of Heathrow is not sustainable and should not go ahead. Most of us attended the excellent but very scary presentation by officers on the impact of Heathrow development on Spelthorne and Stanwell in particular. It was apparent that the infrastructure changes required to support the building and operation of the third runway would materially damage the quality of life for many residents, who will experience increased traffic, noise, 24-hour working, loss of greenbelt, a massive new 9-storey car park, to name only a few of the impacts. The disruption during more than 15 years of building works will leave the north of the borough a completely different place. Knowing what we now know, opposing the third runway and further expansion of Heathrow is the only rational stance for Council to adopt. Is there actually any point in Spelthorne changing its position? I would argue strongly that there is. Heathrow Airport Holdings Limited has made much of the support of the few councils who have not opposed the expansion. Now that the full facts are known, it is impossible to see expansion as providing any net benefit to our residents. Spelthorne residents should not be expected to suffer real damage to help boost the monopoly profits of Heathrow Airport Holdings Limited, and they certainly do not expect this damage to be supported by their council. Small actions have implications. In August 2018, a solitary 15-year-old schoolgirl went on strike, and this action has led to governments changing the way they think about climate change. Her simple action has made a huge number of people think again about what we are doing to our environment. As a council, we need to get on the right side of history, change the official stance, and oppose any Heathrow expansion. I urge you all to support this motion.
Councillor Durand, did you wish to speak?
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. I am supporting this motion for the following reasons. The initial increase of
5,000 flights proposed for the existing two runways at Heathrow before the construction of the third runway will have a detrimental effect on the lives of the residents of Spelthorne, in particular those of Stanmore and Stanmore Mall, because of the increase in all forms of pollution. A further increase of flights that will necessitate the building of another runway and its accompanying infrastructure will dramatically increase this impact on the health of the residents of Spelthorne, both physically and mentally, but again, especially those living in Stanmore and Stanmore Mall. In order to provide the infrastructure, it will involve major constructions for approximately 30 years from start to finish, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The resulting air, noise and light pollution from this construction work undoubtedly will affect the lives of those living in Stanmore and Stanmore Mall, resulting in an increase in health problems such as asthma in children, cardiovascular disease in older residents, stress-related disorders in all ages, which may lead, and probably will lead in some cases, to an early death. Health state that they are going to put in place adequate mitigation, but how can they achieve this, as residents have to leave their houses, children play outside, etc.? Will they have to walk around in protective bubbles to avoid the pollution? Health state that there will be no flights from 11 p.m. until 5:30 a.m, other than in the case of emergencies. Therefore, residents will be able to sleep. This does not take into account that construction work will be 24 hours a day with no respite, that there are all the other noises associated with the work at the airport, planes taxiing, cargo areas operating 24 hours a day inside and outside the airport, all within the vicinity of Stanmore and Stanmore Moor. Current research shows that 7 to 9 hours of undisturbed sleep is required in order to maintain health. Lack of sleep can lead to many health issues, both physically and mentally, such as poor concentration, resulting in children's learning being impaired and workers not able to function adequately. The resulting traffic from the expansion, especially the 24,000 space southern access car park, the construction work and major rerouting of the road system around Heathrow will impact on the whole of Spelthorne, increase the numbers of cars and lorries, congestion, pollution in air and noise, parking all having a major impact on Stanmore and Stanmore Moor. Stanmore and Stanmore Moor will lose the majority of its much loved green belt, which will only be minimally replaced at the end of the expansion project in approximately 2050. Stanmore and Stanmore Moor will have other developments such as reed beds, lorry parks, expanded cargo facilities, rivers diverted, contaminated soil dumps and construction worker caravan sites. On its border, an access tunnel built for terminals 2 and 3, drainage and surface water treatment facilities, and a new multi-storey car park for taxis and car rentals, resulting in the residents of Stanmore and Stanmore Moor being exposed to extra pollution. It feels as if Spelthorne, and particularly Stanmore and Stanmore Moor, are being dumped on by Heathrow. All of the above already have a negative effect on house prices and the ability to obtain remortgages with new mortgage providers. Hull have refused to give WPOZ, the wider property offer zone, to Stanmore Moor and Stanmore because they will not experience new noise. This is aircraft noise. But what is the construction noise? But new noise. The council has a duty of care to protect its residents from harm and exposure to pollutants, and I urge them to support this motion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Duran. Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Excuse me. Members, you've already heard me in my Leeds announcement announce that we are referring to this view of the Bureau of Scrutiny Committee. And therefore, under our code 20.6.1, I am moving an amendment which will refer the matter to the Overview and Scrutiny Committee for consideration. That meeting will take place on the 3rd of September. And I think, given the importance of this matter and the wide-ranging facts coming from all sides, I think it's important that it is thoroughly examined at that meeting. I have every confidence in Councillor Layton to ensure that happens. I would also mention that committee is, in fact, politically proportionate, so there can be no concerns that the opposition are not going to get their the weight of their side into it. So So I do move, Madam Mayor, that this is referred to the Review and Scrutiny Committee. And I can also say, based on what the proposer and seconder have said, they've already expanded this motion or the support to it aside from the actual movements into the overall, should we be doing it. Madam Mayor, I will be moving the same motion on the same amendment on the second motion, unless you feel we should combine the two together. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do ask everyone to support this amendment. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Harvey. Is this amendment seconded?
I would like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harmon. Would you care to speak on the amendment?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Does anybody else wish to speak on the amendment? Councillor Mitchell? Yeah.
Madam Mayor, I'm finally grateful. Can I ask for the exact wording of the amendment and where it fits in to the motion in order that we can all know exactly what we're voting on?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The wording of the motion isn't changed. The amendment which is allowed under the Constitution is for the whole matter to be referred to another committee, and what is being suggested by Councillor Harvey is that whole matter is referred to the Overview and Scrutiny Committee, which he has specifically set up and has been announced earlier in the leaders' announcements. So in case any councillor isn't clear what term of the amendment is, he's not proposed any amendment to the wording of that motion. He's just proposed that it's dealt with at a different place, which is allowable.
Thank you. Councillor Gething.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would definitely like to support the Leader's proposal on this case. I think this whole issue is far too complex and important for simply to be the subject of a opportunity for people to get sound bites this evening, and on that basis I wholeheartedly support the Leader's proposition.
Thank you, Councillor Gething. Councillor Smith Ainslie.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I agree with what Councillor Gething has just said, because we will have two sides of the chamber here coming up with wording that they glean from either people supportive of or against the Heathrow expansion, and statistics would be bandied about, but without anyone to actually say whether or not those are correct. So by referring the matter to the appropriate committee for consideration, I think that's the ideal thing to do, because that committee can call in people at the committee to answer those questions. So I will definitely be supporting this amendment.
Thank you, Councillor Smith Ainslie. Does anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Borflower. Councillor Ling.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I support this amendment that the Leader has mentioned. I think one other important message that does need to come out of the Chamber tonight is that residents of actually submitting their formal details about their responses to the consultation.
Thank you,
Councillor
Borkland. Councillor Durfell.
So it's Councillor Harvey then suggesting that a motion that refers to a change of position before the 13th of September deadline is to be heard and decided only by the Overview and Scrutiny Committee 10 days prior to that.
Councillor Layton.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I welcome the Leader's suggestion. I have already impressed on members of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee at its first and only meeting so far that this is in fact a very important committee, and we have already had a full and fair discussion right across all sides of the committee to consider what our work programme for the year might be. And I'm confident that members of the Open Room Scrutiny Committee, within the realms of what this committee is designed to do, will be able, on the 3rd of September, to have a full and fair discussion and bring forth items that can then be presented back, as I understand it, to the Cabinet, so that they are more fully informed properly by members when they see the papers next. And so I welcome that, and I hope that there will be a good attendance at the meeting on the 3rd of September.
Thank you very much, Councillor Layton. Councillor Fidler.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to add that whilst I respect and I fully appreciate the work of the OPU and Scrutiny Panel and Committee, and do not disagree that they would not scrutinise the decision, I do feel it is worth raising that the Council has already produced documentation which is being distributed to residents and is actively engaged in the process of trying to shape the debate surrounding Heathrow. And I do feel at this point, therefore, it would be an encouragement for members to get this decision made now so that we can help that, so that when the Council is involved and informing residents, that they are best informed and informed, updated, reflecting the changing perception based on the information that's since been provided by the Council and affiliated parties. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Nicholls, do you wish to sum up as a proposer of the original motion? Sorry, I couldn't see your hand up, Councillor McElroy.
Sorry,
Councillor Nicholls, one moment.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My views on the expansion of Heathrow are well known in both this council and throughout the ward and the borough in general by both residents and stakeholders. As a ward councillor who actually lives in the most blighted community within the Heathrow perimeter, Stanmore Moor, who still support expansion, but not at any cost, and having lived in Stanmore Moor for over 35 years, I would respectfully suggest that I have a better understanding than anyone who has spoken on this subject tonight. I will be very interested in any ongoing Heathrow business, especially in relation to the Council's 10 demands on Heathrow, and I would like to ask Council if we intend to argue the case for those 10 demands, particularly in relation to WPOZ during this consultation, during this section of the Heathrow consultation process. Also, as Vice Chair of ONS, I look forward with colleagues to review this issue going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McElroy. Sorry, Councillor Mitchell, you're only entitled to one question, I'm afraid.
Not a question, point of order, if I may.
A point of order, is it?
Indeed it is. Might I be allowed to speak?
Yes.
I'm grateful. Any amendment to this motion should be specifically and correctly worded. And it hasn't been either by the Leader or by Mr. Graham. I think the appropriate wording for the motion should be, and it should be at the beginning of the motion, that the following motion be referred to the Overview and Scrutiny Committee on the 3rd of September 2019, and that committee should be required to report back to somebody, and it should be specified prior to the 13th of September 2019. Now, without accurate wording, then the amendment, we can all vote in different directions, but the amendment has no substance. Just to turn around and say, let's refer it to Overview and Scrutiny. We have to have accurate wording. Just as the motion is accurately worded, the amendment should be accurately worded as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mitchell. I call on Mr. Graham, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've advised already on the procedure in relation to the amendment of the motion, and the amendment of the motion was as moved by Councillor Harvey, and whilst we might be able to see that there's a different way of moving the issue similarly forward to get a report back, or however you want to phrase it, factually speaking, that wasn't what was moved. What has been moved is very simply by Councillor Harvey that the matter stands to the ONS committee, and that's what we'll be shortly called to vote upon. So it is in accordance with the Constitution, it's entirely proper, and that's what's before the committee, the council at the moment. Councillor Beardsley.